Project Stay Out stands for Strategies Teaching Adolescent Young Offenders with Disabilities to Use Transition Skills. The primary focus is to increase the school's capacity to work with young offenders with disabilities. The two primary goals would be to first build the community capacity to serve young offenders with disabilities by providing training and professional development to school personnel and how they interact with the juvenile justice system. And the second piece was to develop specific training materials to support special educators with young offenders to support their positive reentry back into their home school to foster employment and to be successful within the community. And so some key features of Project Stay Out, really focusing in on how the school personnel can work with the youth to be effective, is that transition planning needs to be very youth-driven, focused around the youth's needs, their strengths, and their deficits, but also what their interests are. A second key feature of Project Stay Out is focusing in on school engagement for the youth. And this may look very different because many youth returning to their home schools are very credit deficits and may face many academic challenges. So really looking at the individual needs of the youth and helping identify what would be an appropriate school placement. It could be back to the home high school. It could be to an alternative school. It could be to adult basic learning school. It really needs to focus in on what the student's academic and behavioral needs are and also on what the student's educational goals are. Another key component is to ensure that youth have access to and are supported in community-based employment options. So really working with the youth to identify an employment setting that is of interest to the youth to help develop some soft employment-ready skills. Another key feature is having the school personnel really focus in on targeted social skill training, working with the youth to identify which behavioral settings are they most successful in and what are the appropriate behaviors within that setting. For example, there are specific behaviors within a school setting. What are those behaviors that need to be improved to support positive engagement within the school? The last key feature of Project Stay Out is really supporting school personnel to help identify and allow the youth to have immediate access to age-appropriate and culturally appropriate services. And these services will vary depending on the need of the youth and also could be driven by the parole plan. Oftentimes, youth may have alcohol and drug substance classes that they may need to attend. There may also be some mental health counseling that needs to be accessed. Support for employment opportunities might make a connection to vocational rehabilitation. Again, these need to be very focused on the strengths of the youth to make sure that they are appropriate and relevant for the actual individual. For example, when identifying mental health services, and it could be on the parole plan that the youth go to group counseling. And so a community caseworker may be identifying group counseling sessions. Then the youth shows up and see individuals that are ages 30 to 60. That's really not an age or developmentally appropriate setting for group counseling.